We're holding by Siman Kuf Tzadik Zayin. This is a new part of Hilchus Nida. The Torah calls it the Seder of Hilchus Tefillah. That means if you have a Torah Shulchan Aruch, the black ones, you switch volumes. In Svarim, certain ones stop over here. The Chavadas is not written anymore. There's no more Prideya. And there's certain Svarim just in the Hilchus Tefillah. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchosai, what a Sefer called Oyel Sara. The Sefer Shari Tefillah. The Badai Shulchan, at least the ones that I have, is a new volume. Actually, some of them are put together. So we're starting a new chelek right now called Hilchus Tefillah. Hagam, the Sidur Taira, he switches his names over in Siman Kuf Tzadiches to Shiur Taira. That means not in this Siman. But Be'ikar, the Svarim, called this chelek from here and onwards the Seder Hilchus Tefillah. Now this idea of Tefillah is not a dim yuchud to Noshim, it's even the Geta Anoshim. That means, let's say a man touches a sheret, he has to go to the mikvah. If he has tumah yoytzim in a guf, whether he's a balkeri, or shechazero, or zov, also has to go to the mikvah. The lochas later on, the sugya of chafifa, chatzitza, is also negera to a case of a keri. Maybe we'll get to the lochas erev yontif, or erev yom kippurim. So why is it brought down the hilchas mikvah over here? Chor the teretz is poshet, that it's most common negera to noshim. And therefore, it's brought down over here in the Ger to Noshim. The Gam is the Ger to Saint Noshim and Anoshim. Sif Aleph, the Mechaber starts off with a locha, then an Isha's Tmeya, until she goes to the mikvah, like you start off Hilchas Nida and Simakov by Gimel. That means until you go to a mikvah that's Ksheya and a Toivil Kuroi. Otherwise, the Mechaber says she is Nichol Negeder, or the Amar says she is Koris. The Makor for the in the mikvah, the Beis Yosef over here brings down in Machlokes Rishonim, four different Mahalcha among the Rishonim, but it's clear that Isha has to go to the mikvah. We said until she goes to the mikvah, in Simakuv Tzadikei, the Shach Paskins, if you have enough from the Isha from Anidah, Nichol Negeder of Yorg Val Yavar. That means it's very simple, Sif Aleph, until she goes to the mikvah, she's like a Nidah L'chol Dover, you have enough, it's Chorus and Yorg Val Yavar. Sif Beis is a question of Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. That means first, this question is a question of Beklolius. The idea of being Toivel Bezmanin negates the Sugya of Tuma. That means the Isha when she is Tomei, or whether negate an Ish when he is Tomei. It's a Shah Sugya, Sugya in Shabbos, Sugya in Yuma, Sugya in Nida. A question, someone who's Tomei or Tmeya, do they have to go to the Mikvah Bezmanin? Halacha, coming to the Beis Yosef, it brings down a Machlokes among the Rishonim. A tefillah from Tuma Bezman is a mitzvah. Tosfos is very clear, and Daf Lamed and Nida, Rabbeinu Chananel says it is a mitzvah. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says it is a mitzvah. The Smag, the Beis Yosef, says it is. The Torah says, I'm being a raya, like it says in the Yishalmi, that a person has to go, that he told his Gisi, he had before she Yishalmi that way, that Isha has to go be mikvah toivel miyat. Atzad Hasheni, Beis Yosef being done the Ben Atam, and Yuma, that says not the way. That commotion being done, Marik, not that way. So you have a clear machlokes Rishonim, is the halacha tefillah bezman a mitzvah or not? Halacha lemaisel, agam there's a bach that paskins tefillah bezman a mitzvah. However, come along again the Dark Moshe, you being done, Marik, halacha lemaisel, it's not a mitzvah. And the shachol here is Marach, and he says, Hadova bor deloike bach. And his lashon is, kol ha-paiskim say, tefillah bezman is not a mitzvah. The Shvos Yaakov and Shuvan Chalik Gimel Siman Ayin Zayin, that's the Torah Shlomim, says that Skomas Kol Gdolei Achoinim, Avadai Natal Lozes Midivreim, the Lochas Tefillah Bezman is not a mitzvah. Therefore, the Shach points out, that's why Almono, she does not go. It's not the Geret to her husband, she has no husband. If the Geret to Tumo, she'll have to go. Upsulo, says the Shach, does not go. Bail is not Be'er, then Hoge is not to go, so not Friday night. Yom Kippur, you don't go. Therefore, it's clear. What? No, I didn't say that according to the Beis Yosef. No, I didn't say that. But Pashto Beis Yosef does not hold that way. Pashto Beis Yosef does not that way. But the Maisa, again, clear the Paiskim, the Shach and the Shvos Yaakov, and the Paiskim say, we hold Tefillah's money is not a mitzvah, negate to Tumo. However, now there's a second thing over here. Negate to Isha, who is married, is her specific tefillah, is an isha is married, is it a mitzvah? So they come along the achronim and say, an isha for marriage, there is a mitzvah. That means negate to tumah, that's a shasugya. Neger to Tomoi Paskin is not a mitzvah. Neger to Isha that's married, it is a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The Lashon Mechaber is, as mitzvah pirivivivio. The mitzvah of the Torah puruvu, instead of Paskin, even the Mekayim mitzvah puruvu, every child that you have is a mitzvah to go have. And therefore, number one, as mitzvah puruvu. That means even though, that's Aleph. Now let's say the case is not Shaykh puruvu. For example, it's a Muberes, or she's Menekes, or she's a Keno. Is there no mitzvah then? So again, come along the Trumas Hadeshen, brought down in the Dark of Moshe, and in the Taz, and in the Shach, there's no reason. Mitzvah is a mitzvah of Kiyim Oino. The mitzvah is Oino. And the way the Shach says in Sifkot and Gimel, the idea of Oino, it sounds like any Indian Akravus is Nichol Negeta this mitzvah. Any bond, any relationship, besides for the mitzvah Puruvu, there's an Indian of Tashmish, even our Tashmish, any bond is Nichol Negeta of mitzvah. Therefore, the Shach says, Akalo, who's a psula, that there seem to be a minhag in certain places that they get married and not have tashmish for a couple of days, still to go to the mikveh, Lil Shabbos as a shach, why mitzad shah mina kravis, nichon neged of a mitzvah also. So you have a second mitzvah why Isha should go, one mitzvah puravu, a second mitzvah the mitzvah of oino, and nichon net is shah mina kravis. A third kamung the svarim, there's a chsam seif and shuva, and Ramesh also goes this way. She also has a mitzvah, mitzvah to save her husband from Yeruim. Pasha thing, that's what her, why? Lo mekal nichol chuppah, that's mitzvah her, but her shiba to him is to save him from Yeruim. Void says Rav Moshe, no reason about a shulchan mikdash this idea, she's done b'shubah to him. As a shibat shavoy, as a marriage, that's what she's b'shubah, she has to go to the mikvah also. So instead of the svarim, it's true, tefillah b'zmanei as tumah is not a mitzvah. She has to go to the mikvah. Now, why is only brought down puravu and not these other reasons? The Baal Shulchan wants to say because maybe the other reasons you can't be meichel. That means the negeya case of shibud you can't be meichel. Here, if it's not negeya, case of oina maybe it's not clearing. But the reason why I say puravu and maybe oina is part of that is mitzad the sig of here of mechila will not help by puravu. Therefore, when the Sforum will get to other cases where it's very hard for an Isha to go to the mikvah, we'll get to the sugya mitzad, the Indian of Tznias. So let's say she cannot hide it from people. It's Lela Seder. She has a friend's chasno. So there's one reason why she does not want to go to the mikvah, because she'd rather be by the chasno. But a lot of times she'll try to go to the chasno and people will be very recognized. Where is she by her sister's chasno? Why is she coming late? Mitzad the sugya Tznias, we'll get to why that's very important. The is this question, example, called Biashiv and Uitz Satira. And he said, if you make the mitzvah puravu, and chanami mechilu would help. If you're not make the mitzvah puravu, then he says you have to ask a shaylas chochem. Not that simple. So it comes out the idea of puravu, the reason why it says that way in the mechabes in the badai shulchan, because that's the case that mechilu won't help. The other svar is maybe the mechilu would help. Now, it's poshut that she has a mitzvah to be toivel for these reasons. Coming to Beis Yosef, it says, let's say, not only she does not toivel, but come to let Saras Baila, Avera hi biyodo. And therefore, all the Kala teachers tell their Kalas that they, no matter what happens later on in life, they have to go to the mikvah, and they all the swarming down with Shem Nazar. So someone who does not go to the mikvah, and she's supposed to, is Goryam Kama Rois Ba'ilam, said Mechaim Knievsky, Bayam Tzad Sugi of Kabbalah, in Yom Sakon over here. And therefore, the Aloch is Avad, she goes and one mitzvah the mitzvah shavoy, a mitzvah the shibud shavoy, and mitzvah the inuf sakon over here. Now, the get a sugya of mechila that might be negeya, but Berkowitz has a klal, we do not encourage mechila. Because it's understood that sometimes one person wants mechila for her own tzarech, the other person does not want, but it can be put upon the other person to be mechila. We do not encourage this concept. Now, with this hagdama first, a tefillah b'zmanoi, building upon this, once we hold tefillah b'zmanoi from tumas nana mitzvah, come on the Torah of Shlomim and he starts over the question, when a person should not go to the mikvah, mitzvah tashmish l'maisha should not be done. And therefore, once you have the Torah of Shlomim, numerous formal we discuss this aspect. Like to first divide it in three categories. The certain times that tashmish is also, a second category where people are machman tashmish mitzvah the sugya of Kabbalah, in the third category, people are machmen tashmish mitzad the sugya of avelus or chuban beis hamikdash. First category, people do not have tashmish mitzad is an iser. For example, lel yom kippur, lel tisha b'av, when isha herself she is yomei avela. That means it's brought down archaim simatofer isha gimel in hilchos of yom kippurim. You cannot have tashmish. If so, says the Mechaber, you cannot go to the mikvah. Lel Tishbav and Archaim Tovkuf Nun Dalid says you cannot have Tashmish. Therefore, you can't go to the mikvah. And Isha, when she's in a velo, she can have Tashmish. She cannot go to the mikvah. Said Tarish Shlomo brings down these three cases. First, it's very simple. The three times that Tashmish is also, you cannot go to the mikvah. Next group. There are six times that people do not have Tashmish beside the Sugi of Divi Kabbalah. The Mishabura and Simon Reishmem and Archaim brings down one time is the first night of Lel Pesach. A second time is the first night of Lel Shavuos. The next two times is both days of Rosh Hashanah. A fifth time is Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and the sixth time is Shmini Atzeres. All six times the Shmua says, Mitzad Kabbalah, you should not have Tashmish. Now the Chashash Zelavatolo, Kedoyma, Avada, yes, but otherwise you do not do that. Should a person go to the mikveh that night? Says the Mishabura very clearly, even though those six times it's on Hogo, however, Chutz Melel Tefillah. That means you go to the mikveh that night, and you have Tashmish that night. Very clear. There's another four times that brought down as a Churban, as a Velas Natu, Mishmu and Simon Reishmem, as brings down, and the Hilchas, Reishmem Tess, I think, that say the Tzoyin Gedalia, Asura Batavis, Yudzayim Batamus, and Yud Ba'av. Those are four times that Medina is Mutter, the Ilmus Machmas Avelus Shaboy. Again, Kamung Mishabura says, except Filel Tvila. That means you go to the Mikvah, and you have Tashmish. So it comes out, Lalocha, when not to go to the mikvah, besides we get to the Lalocha of the year, when there's not Baal's not the year, is only three times. It's very clear, Lalocha is only Lel Yom Kippur, Lel Tishbov, and Lel of her being an oval. There is another case, the Torah Shlomo brings down over here, so let's say Tishbov comes out on Friday night, like this past year, and they push off to Moshe Shabbos. So Lalocha is in general, by Lel of Tashmish on Tishbov Friday night, the halacha is the Bnei Ashkenaz do not have Tashmish. Let's say it's Lel Mikvah. Says the Minchas Yaakov to Shlomo over here from Marie Brunyo, also by SMS Tishbov, and therefore not to go to the Mikvah. Lemaisa, look at the Mishabura, Simon Tov Kuflun Vav, he argues on our Tarish Shlomo. He brings on the Shlomo, the Chayodom, says you do go to the Mikvah. In another case, they discuss, what about Nitalacht? Can you go to the Mikvah and have Tashmish? Now, there are different hoggers in Klai Yisrael. I don't think it's negir to our kvutz over here. But the Maisa, there is a chsam soifer that being down there was a minig not to go to the mikvah, the mikvahs were closed, and not to have Tashmish. The Maisa, he writes on that minig shtusu, yishlim chos viyad anoigim kain. You make a machog against them. The Maisa, there are those who disagree, that they say that Nitl Nacht, whether Nitl is the eve of the 25th, or the eve of the January 6th or 7th, the Dakiol says the Maisa, we're machmer. We do not go to the mikvahs. We don't have Tashmish. Some say maybe have Tashmish after Chatzos. Maisa, I think, negate to our kvutz al Maisa Olam does not worry about Nitl, especially Bnei Yeshiva, Yuchun, and Eretz Yisrael. We don't worry about this concept, about Klupas and Tumo. We don't seem to worry about this Indian. That means it comes out negate to us. There's only three times that a person does not have Tashmish, does not go to the mikvah. That means, again, very clear Yom Kippur, Tishbav, and when she is a case of an oval. However, now leading to our situation, over here it says when the Baal is not in the city. Now, over here discussing case of Shabbos. You really should discuss the question beforehand. What's the lochel yimechol during the week? Is there a concept, if you're not going to have Tashmish over here, not to go to the mikvah? So first, you have to divide up in two cases. One case when, let's say, the Baal is in the city, yimechol, you're not going to have Tashmish. Another time, when it's not possible to have Tashmish, when it's not in the city. So first, there's a Tzavos Abiyuda Chosid Zev Chasidim Islam Avov. His words are very clear. Lo yenich odem lizkoik im ishtoi laila shatov laboy. Person should not hold back from having Tashmish with his wife when he went to the mikveh that day. In of Sakon over here. We're talking about numerous svarim. There's a problem over here. Mitzal the sugi of Sakono that she went to the mikveh. That's what L'chur, the svarim is saying. You go to the mikveh, as Kabbalah Sakono, that a person has to have Tashmish with their wife. Now, once we have this on Hogo, Nigeh to the case where she went to mikvah and the husband is there, what happens if the husband's not in the city? Do you say it's the same sakono, the same meaning of the same chasidim? Well, no, Yishal Chalek. When he's in the city, it's possible to have Tashmish. Mashiach, if he's not in the city, it's not possible to have Tashmish. It's not Nigeh to Behudah Chosid. The question of how far do you take this of Yehuda Chosid, besides, is always a question, do Yehuda Chosid apply to other people who are not in the Kloch? So there's a Shvus Yaakov in Shuvah and Chelek Gimel Siman Ayin Zayin that is the Torah Shel Shlomo over here. They come along and discusses negate to the locha. What's he passing like a Rabbeinu Tam? The locha is tefillah is manoi, by tumah is not a mitzvah. He says not to go away from that psak. He says, what's the big deal? Let's be machmer. Let's be toivel. He says, no, why not? Do not be machmer. Could a person go to the mikvah? The husband's not around in the city. Zechshash adibak ruach hatumah mazikim. I says, let's do the eitzes or put a tinnik by her, put a sack in underneath her bed. No, kaimel chamura is the kantamid siro, and therefore did not go to the mikvah. So you have a Shvus Yaakov that says very clearly that a husband's not in the city, do not go to the mikvah, mitzad the sugim sakono. There's a big mavucha where in the world the Shvus Yaakov got this from. It's not a Gemara, it's not Rishonim. So the Dain Weiss, mit chasidim in Shuvah, wants a tain, is getting it from the Chasev Chasidim. Sev Chasidim is causing a case again where the husband is there. And over there, it's in the sakona not to have tashmish. Says the Minchas Yitzchak extending it to the Shvus Yaakov, who, when the husband's not there, also sakona. Rav Shemach says, yes, shalchalik harbe. One time over here is when it's shaykh tashmish, one time it's not shaykh tashmish. So it's not that it's clear where the Shvus Yaakov got it from. They want to say Sev Chasidim, agam yesh shalchalik harbe. Void, they do have a second question on the Shvus Yaakov, who is the Torah Shlomim. Besides the loch and simon kuf bei dalid and sif yud aleph, over there it says when a husband leaves his wife and she's Torah, he goes away for 10 days, he comes back, he has to ask her if she's Torah or Tomei, because maybe she became a Nido. But let's say he came back 30 days later, it's enough time to become a Nido to count 5 and 7 and be Torah, and he comes back, she's quasi sleeping. The loch is that he does not have to go ask her if she's Torah or Tomei, he has a right to have Tashmish because she assumes she went to the mikvah. So first of all, he sounds like she went to the mikveh even though the husband's not in the city. Aleph. Agam could say maybe she assumes he might be coming. Yesh Lodin. But over there, the Torah Shlomim, at least in the black Shulchan Aruch, there's a stuff over there from the Seles HaMincha. Seles HaMincha is the Torah Shlomim. It brings down the smag that's brought down by us in the Beis Yosef. The smag over there says that Gisi, my brother-in-law, Rabbeinu Shimshin, is minik for the daughters to be toivel even in the winter, even though Baal HaShem Ba'ir. Even though the husband's not around, that's the minig. So the person should never be. The person is Tomei, should never. And has after being Tomei, should never stay being Tomei. So we have a Torah Shalom himself says, Halacha, you're being on the smag, the person should always be Tomei. Now, obviously, the smag sheet is that he holds Tefillah Bizman and Mitzvah. But somehow the Torah Shalom is bringing down the Halacha Lemaisa, this concept over here. So first, they point out, we're not clear where the Shvus Yaakov came from. A second, you have to work out Siman Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Yud Aleph. Void himself seems to pass it out that way. So these are auras over here. Lamaisi, you look among the Svarim. Most Svarim bring down Shvus Yaakov Alach Lamaisa. Mari Meshik says, that's the husband in the city. We do not go to the mikveh even during the week. The Archoshulcha brings down the way. Masham brings down the way. Tarish Yisrael, Kavachayim. Therefore, for example, let's say the Isha's in the mountains. Tuesday night is Zman Mikvah. The husband's coming up Thursday night. It comes out, according to them, she should not go to the mikvah. Better they want to point out, it sounds like from the Shas of Kodin Gimel, and he quotes the Beis Yosef, Ein ha-noshim toivlis bezmanim k'she'im b'ayla b'ir. That's our minig over here. We're not toivl that way. And therefore, the Knei Boisim, and the Yashiv, and the Mechaim, and the Bala Shulchan, the Chodshoni, and the Shtrumach, the Vashioz, and most of them come along and point out that Hogi is when the husband's not around, not to be toivl. They're coming from either the minig of the Shach, and they point out, the sugya of the Shvus Yaakov and Nichol, the sugya of Sakon over here. Atzad Hasheni, again, we have to work out, size Alokha Simakuf Beidal and Sifid Aleph. Number two, they point out, the smag does not sound that way. The Behitiv also Simakuf Beidal brings down that the person who is Tommy should always get out of the tomb over here as quick as they can over here. Void, they point out, reading Kotzadik Zayin, no one on the page says this Alokha. It's not on the not in the Beis Yosef, not on the tour. We're discussing over in Sif Beis. What's the loch of Baal Napi in the gate of Shabbos? What happens at the Sugi of Sakon over here? Well, they point out the loch and Simon Kuf Tzadik Vav last Simon over there in Sif Yud Aleph. Over there discussing Baal is not Be'ir. She does 5 and 7. She comes to be Tovel. Then she sees again. We count 5 and 7 again. Maisa, no one discusses. What do you mean? Why is she Tovel for when her husband's not in the city? So stay Chum and ask all these kashas. He says, then he said, I saw the Shvus Yaakov, v'chidush etzli. It's against Kuf Tzadik Vav, against Kuf Tzadik Zayin over here. Where's he getting it from? And the Maestro, our Anubis Svarmanli, seem to disagree. That means they point out the Behitav Kopei Dalad, the Makor Chaim says that Minig Ra not to be Toivol, there's a Graz that way, there's a Chetzedek, Priyasodo, Steichama said he doesn't understand where it's coming from, and they ask this question of Moshe and of Nevensal. The Berkut says the Maestro, what do we go do if the husband is not in the city? We tell to be Toivol whatever is convenient for her. The Maestro, what to go do? Over the years, I've asked different people, it's come up numerous times, when husbands are not around. It's not clear that Hanogah Shoynis, the Kvutzah Shoynis, what exactly go do. Over the years, the Maisa, I used to be Machmer. Over the years, I learned it's usually better to be Mekel, whenever it's convenient for her, like her Berkowitz says, to go. Again, most from Maisa Machmer. Again, to me, it seems it's more practical. And numerous people tell me that's Hanogah. Again, I see numerous people say, if I care it. The Maestro said that women go whenever it's convenient for them to go, except for Shabbos, which is our case, Friday night. If you go, what to go do? Come on, Lishvos Yaakov, and he brings down a minig mitzat sakono to have etzlam a tinuk or sakin tachas zakar. That means that's why a person does go, whether because of Rav Paskin to go, whether mitzat the mikvah won't be open tomorrow, whether because she thought the husband is coming back tonight, did not come back tonight, whether mitzat the husband is coming back tomorrow morning, she wants to go tonight. So what's the etzah? What to do mitzat the sugya of sakana? So again, we have the Shos Yaakov, it says, but tinik or a sakit tach zakarim, a gami ends off, he's not happy with that. Chamir sakantum yisiro. L'maish, the Ben Ishchai, the Kavachayim, and the Vozer, numerous form bring down this concept, this anhago, of having a shmirah. Now, once we have the shmirah, how exactly it went to have the shmirah? Really, there are two things over here. What's zmanim to have the shmirah? And what is the shmirah? So first, they get to the zmanim shaboy. They discuss, first of all, a case of a kala. She goes to mikvah a couple days before the chasna. Does she have to have a shmirah over here? So Dain Wai says in Shuvah, the whole kapeid is dafko when she has a husband. No husband, don't worry about it. That's aleph. Second, they discuss the Tarshish so wants to say Chiddush over here. Let's say he's coming back two nights later, but not tonight. He wants time, he did not need Shmiro. Says the Marsham, who are talking about the Sfarim, what's Sfarim to Mechalk? One night to two nights. You always need a case of a Shmiro. Number three, once you need Shmiro, do you need Shmiro the first night, Lel Tfilo, all nights? The Maestro Ben Ishchai says, and the price can bring down, you need every single night a Shmiro till the husband comes. Number four, in the gate to the Shmiro Shabbai, is it Lechatchilo B'dieved? Again, the Shvos Yaakov says, really should not go do it. And therefore the Sfarim say, if you're going to go do it, it's only B'shasad Chako, B'dieved, the Ben Ishchai, Avoz, the Shmir Shabbos, and others. Again, the Sfarim say, no, we tell each go Lechatchilo. Now, what is the Shmiro to go do? So again, the words of the Shvos Yaakov is, have a Tidik Etzlam or a Sakin, and a Sakin. You have a child, and you have a knife. So first of all, if you have a child, very simple. If you don't have a child, I'm not sure you have to borrow a child from somebody else. Yesh Lodin. But there's a shal among the Sfarim that says these words in the Shvos Yaakov. Does it mean you need both or one of them? That means the Ben Ishchai is very clear. He says you need both. Saya a tinnik and saya sakin. But Vosa goes this way, it's a tar goes this way. It's not a shiny, the way the Menchetzitzchok, the Shmir Shabbos Kulchot, Shmir Seguf HaNefesh, or the Pesach Shuvas, they bring it down one or the other. So it seems to be a mavuch over here, do you need both or one? V'oidim, it says a tinnik, seems to be also a mavucha. Does a tinnik mean in the bed or in the room? Maisa, the way the Ben Ishchai and Levusha Oz brings it down, has to be in her bed. Now, once we have the idea of a knife or a child, the one are the other eitzes. So there's a Kaf HaChaim and the Bina from Das Kedusha that wants Taina also she can cover herself with her husband's clothing. Now, they point out, it's not that simple, this eitz over here. Because if you don't, this eitz of Be'etzim and Sev Chasinim, and again, when the husband's in the city. So it is a shallow, where is the core of this inning of covering yourself? If you have a right to take the Sev Chasinim to the Shvos Yaakov. Again, according to Minchas Yitzchok, yes. According to others, Yesh Lod Naharbe. Rav Oza says, L'maisev, you cannot find, you should not sleep by yourself. He does bring down the eitz to sleep with the other woman in your room over here. That Kataira brings down to have a tilum inside the room over here. The Busha Oz says, La Dafka Sakin, anything that's metal over here. So the Tyra says it should be underneath the mattress. The Berkowitz says, take a husband's clothing and put it underneath the pillow, which I have no idea where that one came from. So the Maestro, there are different hoggies how to work inside the string of Shmiro over here, inside the inn when your husband's not around, what to go do. The Maestro, The Ben Ishchai, Agami says to be Machmir, he has a long tshuva about this. He says it's not in the Paiskim, not in the Rishonim, not in the Gemara. And the Stimus Rishonim is not that way. And he has numerous rights from the Paiskim. He ends off after his Marach that there's no Makar for it. However, since the Aim would be Machmir, Toiv Lizar. Once the Toiv Lizar, what to go do? Obviously, when you go Ist the Rav to go to the Mikvah, you should also Ist the same Rav that you tell me yes to go to the Mikvah. What do you tell the Sugya of Shmirah? And I've asked around, and everyone gives a different answer what to go do over here. Some say this, some say that. And therefore, whichever Rav he is about going to the Mikvah, you should ask him to tell the Sugya of Shmir what to go do. They do point out, maybe another idea over here, maybe instead of counting 5 and 7, if you know your husband not come back until, let's say, 15 days later, maybe start counting 5 and 7, do the Hefzik, not after 5 days, do the Hefzik after 8 days. And push off the Zayin Nikim over here. Not to get involved in this shiloh. The Maisa, the Bi'oim, the Marakoyin says we do not do that. Also, I've learned over the years, it's certainly not a good Eitzah, because sometimes the husband comes back early. The Maisa, we count 5 and 7 right away. Then it comes out, they're not in the mikvah, what to go do? That you have to go ask your rabbi what to go do. Again, most from seem to say that we should not be toivel. Again, there are certainly numerous hanhogas in Klaisal, yes, to be toivel. V'yesh, v'yesh. Now, building upon this concept over here, when Baila is Be'ir and he cannot have Tashmish. That means until now it's crossing when Baila was not Be'ir and he cannot have Tashmish. Let's say Baila is Be'ir but he cannot have Tashmish. The Sforum over here discussed three different cases. One, a case when he is an Oval. A second case when she may vest. And a case when Sadra Fua, for example, let's say she had stitches and therefore you cannot have Tashmish. Is an Isha, should she go to the Mikvah and not have Tashmish? We have a bayam, the sigur of chamir sikanta meisura. But no, if a carrot, he should go. Mitzad the shach ravis or al tachokis to matter them. That means we have two sides over here. What to go do? We have a sword and say not to go to the mikvah. Why? We have a bayam mitzad the sev chasidim. But no, the whole sev chasidim discussing the case where you could have had tashmish. The case we chose not to have tashmish for a good sib over here. Mitzad Avelis, or you may vest a Kedoimo, again, maybe over here you should go to the Mikvah, Mitzad Archokas, Mitzad Shakravis. So the Maisha just divided up into these three cases. One Mitzad, the case when a husband is the Maisha in Oval. There's a Mam Shrik ready. He says when a husband is the Oval, is the same one Hoga like Baalas not in the city. Just like a Baal in the city, Maisha and Hoga is not to go to the Mikvah. Here also, same thing when the husband's on Oval, Shlom Kluk goes this way. The Bada Shulchan Lishitasai, Pada Simchan, others. The Maisel comes out, those who argue on this Anhoga of the Shuas Yaakov, and the Anhoga is that they go to the Mikveh even though Baal is not Be'er, who also, even though Baal is not Be'er, the Maisel should go. Especially over here, you can argue there's nothing to do with the Sigur of the Shuas Yaakov, because you're coming to Matur Shakravis. So, again, numerous forms of Maisel are Machmer. Again, should maybe depend upon the same Machlokes of Anhoga's what to go do. A second stage is the case mitzvah sugya vestis. Now the reason why vestis is a little bit different, let's say it comes out the vestis that night, and you want to go to the mikvah. Now mustama should become usur. She can have a period now, or the next day, and she'll be usur over here. So it's not like a case where we plan to be mutter eventually, ke'im pas basaloi. Here mustama should come to be usur. So there's a pisca tshuva in simuk kuf bei dala that brings down this question. It's ifkon chabez. He brings down the Givat Shol that says, the Maisa to be Machmer. Why Shem Yovo Leho? The words that Orcho Shulchan Kof Bei Dalad is Chalila Lastois, why Ki Loyishloit Bi Yitzroi, even Isir Derabonon, and therefore a person should not go to the Mikvah. Should not go. And therefore it's brought down that way by numerous forum. Atzad HaSheni, the Peschachuv goes further, it brings down the Evan HaShoyim, and says, the Maisa is Shar Kravis over here. What about the other Kravis over here? I the Maisa Mitzad the Sugya of Sakono. So fine, you have a case of the Kinabed or a case of a Sakin. If you're worried about the Sugya of Sakono, therefore they bring down from Moshe who is Mekel, Pitar the Maisa is Mekel. And the Maisa they get involved with is there. What is the correct Anhoga? What to go do is the Chashash of Lo Yishl Biyitzroi. Now this from want to get involved. Maybe it depends upon the person. The person can't control himself. Can't control himself. Maybe it's a private question to ask you over what to go do. But again, the Pesach Shuvah himself over here has two sheetahs in Kof Bei Dalo what to go do in a situation where it's you may vest. A similar case, let's say Mitzad Rafu over here, they can't have Tashmish. So again, the Sforum say, it's only the Bichshash Zel Vatolo Avado, that'd be one Indian over here. Maybe if I can't, you should not call the mikvah. But let's say Nochshash Azel Vatolo. They have a geris, but the Chaznish, the Maisi says, is a mitzvah to be toivel. They go this way. At Tadashani, and why? Because we go Shah Kravis. Tadashani, the Tarsus Israel, the Ber Moshe, Shah Gamayer, they come along and it sounds like it should be the same exact machlaikis. That person should not go to the mikvah. Mitzvah to go of Sakon over here. Because the Maisi cannot have Tashmish over here. The Badashukhu wants to help whether it depends if he is sick or she is sick over here. Maisi, we have three cases. The Chur depends upon the same question. And again, there's an Hogus showing us sign the swarm, the sign Kali Yisrael. Maisa, today I focus on things off the page. I'm not sure how far the Ilam Gan involved with Taz and Shach. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll focus on Sif Beis on the page. What's the Loch and Negev to Tefillah on Lel Shabbos? Maisa, the plan is for this week is to do tomorrow Beis, then Gimel Dalet, then to have Chazaro on Thursday, Sunday, Monday, have it the big test, Negev to Smicho, on Kuf Tzadik Vav and Kuf Tzadik Zayin, and then go further on Kuf Tzadik Ches. Hatzlocha. Questions?